changes to one tribal nation's criminal jurisdiction, the closure of a gypsum plant in northwest Oklahoma, and an investigation into Medicaid fraud. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, July 20th. I'm Hannah France. The Kiowa tribe is starting to exercise special tribal criminal jurisdiction. Sarah Lisi reports on what this means and how a federal grant is playing a role in its implementation.
Recently, Kiowa leaders received a $1.5 million federal grant to implement special tribal criminal jurisdiction, or the ability to hold non-Indians accountable for crimes committed against natives within their jurisdiction. Heather Mitchell serves as the chief judge of the Kiowa Trial Court. She says the grant will strengthen law enforcement.
I just think it will enhance safety for the entire community. The reality is that, you know, we are sovereign nations. We should be able to prosecute people who commit wrongs against our members.
Currently, more than 30 tribes exercise this type of special jurisdiction, which covers certain crimes, including domestic violence, sexual assault, and obstruction of justice. I'm Sarah Lisi.
Northwest Oklahoma is losing a large employer in Blaine County. Anna Pope reports the U.S. Gypsum Corporation is closing its plant in Southard, which Oklahoma lawmakers say employs about 250 people.
The U.S. Gypsum Corporation makes ceiling, floor, roofing, wall, and gypsum products in Southard, about 18 miles north of Watonga. The manufacturer is phasing out the majority of its products made at the plant and plans to close the Oklahoma facility this fall. In a statement, company officials say complexity and costs of mining and making the products plays a part in their decision to wind down. Public officials and business leaders say the plant has been one of the largest employers in the area for about 100 years. About 250 employees' jobs are affected. USG officials say they are committed to providing career transition resources, relocation opportunities, and severance packages. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
And Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond is investigating the state Medicaid agency's handling of alleged fraud. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports this comes after the agency recently uncovered an international crime ring believed to have fraudulently enrolled thousands of Oklahomans in Medicaid.
The fraudulent activity was reported by the healthcare authority's contracted managed care organizations. The agency went from paying providers directly to paying these private insurance companies to coordinate some enrollees' care. It says it has begun to disenroll fraudulently enrolled individuals and is working with partners to tighten its vetting processes. Hours after this incident was publicized, Drummond announced his investigation into the agency's handling of alleged fraud through the state's Medicaid Managed Care Program. He says the agency didn't report this incident to his office. Drummond has scrutinized Medicaid Managed Care through several letters to the healthcare authority's director and an audit request of the agency in April. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
For additional news throughout the day, visit our website at kgou.org and follow us on social media.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.